K. Harris, a Liberian minister in Atlanta who reached out to the family after the fire, explained that during Liberia's 14 years of civil war, children were taught to take cover under their beds during the fighting as a precaution against bullets and mortar shrapnel. For the typical American child, under the bed was the realm of ghosts and monsters. For a child from a war zone, it was supposed to be the safest place of all. Not long before the fire, Luma had kicked Christian Jackson off the Fugees for swearing at practice. Swearing was against her rules. She had warned him once, and then, when he swore again, she told him to leave and not to come back. That was how Luma ran her team. Not long after the fire, Christian showed up at the Clarkston Community Center field where the Fugees practiced and watched quietly from behind a chain-link fence around the playing area. Under normal circumstances, Luma might have ignored him. She gave second chances, but rarely third. But Luma summoned Christian over and told him he could rejoin the team so long as he understood that he was on probation. If he swore again at practice or during a game, he was gone for good.